Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 35 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, the Buffs found a way to get it done. Coming back, they were down 15 at one point to the Ducks the other night, found a way to get it done. That's a monster win for Colorado.
Yeah, their first quad one win this season. And that, of course, is important, you know, when you're talking about the NCAA resume that they want to try and build. But, yeah, great win, 15 down. I got to be honest with you, I was kind of doubting they were going to win that ball game when it went down 20-5, but they proved me wrong.
Yeah, well, and listen, this is it's an Oregon team, you know, pretty darn good. Pac-12's got a lot of competition. I mean, they got some great basketball teams, and the Buffs have been through the ringer for sure. But finding a way to hang on and come make that epic comeback like that when it just looked like they didn't show up, and then to be able to recover, it's pretty fantastic.
Well, keep in mind, Oregon had won six games in a row,
yeah,
and including, by the way, going to Los Angeles the week before and winning at number 5 USC and at number 3 UCLA. So, you know, the Buffs didn't get that job done at home last week. So that's a very good basketball team we saw on Tuesday night, and you could see it. I mean, early on, they were hitting shots, and, you know, everything looks better when you're hitting shots, whether they're hitting threes or hitting contested threes. And so things look really good for Oregon at that point in time, but Colorado maintained it. What it says to me is this young basketball team continues to learn and is figuring out the intensity level you have to play at, what you have to do in games, how you win games. You know, there's no such thing as a 15-point shot, right? I mean, you've got to continue to chip away. That's what they did. Ultimately took the lead, got some defensive stops down the stretch, and young teams growing up.
Yeah, it's all about these kind of stories throughout the course of the season, these learning opportunities. And, you know, you had talked about it with us early. Hey, losing games, you learn a lot. Games like this, you really learn a lot. You come back with when really not a lot of people think you're going to find a way to do it. And how about Keyshawn Barthelemy, Jabari Walker? Just two amazing, amazing games by those guys.
Yeah, Jabari, the reason he has such a big game, well, number one, he's a very good player. But number two, what they were doing defensively and how they were defending him. And so what Tad and his staff did, they inverted the offense. Most of the time, Jabari's the guy that'll pull guys out. But when you got, you know, a player that is able to go out there and guard him in the perimeter. But what happened was, actually, Evan Battey, they were pulling their 6'11", 7-foot guys out. And they had a smaller guy in Jabari. And so they were putting him down the block, and he's a load down there. And so that was great coaching by Tad and his staff. I think with their game plan, it worked exceptionally well. Keyshawn, you know, has his moments this season. He and KJ Simpson continue to trade time at the point guard position, and they're both growing a little bit. And, you know, I think Luke O'Brien gave him some nice minutes off the bench. You know, you got to go around the block there with everybody on that squad. I mean, Tristan DeSilva played well, so there's a lot of guys to point to after that ball.
Yeah, no question about it. Some numbers stand out to you, but you're right. It was a complete team effort to find a way to pull off a win like that. The Pac-12, I mean, you got your Arizonas and your UCLAs, your USCs. And then after that, it's kind of a jumbled mess in there. Where when you look at Colorado, I mean, where do you think that they'll stand at the end of the day? Once we get to the end of the season, where they'll be sitting in the Pac-12 standings?
Well, I still think you've got three elite teams. And again, I think that the three you just mentioned there, UCLA, USC, Arizona. I think Arizona, although UCLA spanked them down the other night, in fact, on Tuesday night in their makeup game. And so, but I think those three teams are kind of in a class by themselves. And then in that next level down, you've got Colorado. I think Oregon is in there. I think Stanford's got a shot to be in there. I think Washington State's got a shot to be in that conversation as well. And so Colorado's in that mix right now. The one thing we know about Tad Boyle teams is they seem to get better as the year goes on. You expect that with a young team. So they're in that next level. Now, can they find themselves by the end of the season, you know, being in that upper level? I think they certainly can. They can finish in top four in this league. They're that good. They're that talented. I've said many times, you know, it doesn't matter how you start the season. It matters how you finish and how you're playing at the end of the year. And this team continues to get better. So that's why I'm optimistic about it.
And Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. It just doesn't slow down for the Buffs, though, because the Pac-12 is just so stacked that every night, you know, you're going through the ringer. We said last week was crazy with USC and UCLA. And then now you got to turn around. You got the Washingtons coming up. Yep. Those will be some interesting games on the road.
Well, and it's a long road trip. You know, we left on Monday. Flew to Eugene, Oregon, played the game on Tuesday night. Yesterday, flew here to Seattle. Got the game tonight. Tomorrow, we'll fly to Spokane, stay in Spokane a couple of days, and then driving over to Pullman, which is only about 50, 55 minutes away from Spokane. And so it's just a long time being on the road. And by the way, with the way the schedule's shifting, I'm starting to get worried that maybe the Oregon State game is going to be made up for a road trip coming up here in a few weeks. And so you might be talking another long trip on the road where you're gone 5, 6, 7, 8 days. And it becomes taxing for a team, no doubt about that. But, you know, it is what it is, and they're going to figure it out by the time the season is over. And I just like the way they're playing basketball right now. But tonight, yeah, they've got a great opportunity. You know, they beat Washington, what was it, 14 or 15 points here about 3 weeks ago. Played very well against them. I think Washington has won 3 of 4. They just got beat on Sunday night by Oregon. They got slapped down pretty good, in fact, in Eugene. But they've been playing better as well as the Huskies. So, yeah, tonight should be a great challenge for Colorado.
Yeah, as we said, they just kind of keep coming. Where does the Pac-12 stack up, Mark, when you look at best conferences right now in all of college basketball? Obviously, having a few teams in the top 15, top 10 will really help that. But in your eyes, you know, where do they stack up?
Well, I think, you know, listen, you're where they are in reality compared to where they are in perception. Their perception is that it's a weaker conference, with the exception of those three teams. And I think that's a fair perception because of what they, you know, have done in recent years in the tournament. Although last year, obviously, the Pac-12 played very well. And so you just have to have, you know, and what they did during non-conference play plays into that perception as well. So I think overall the league is looked at as being solid. I don't think it's looked at as being great. I think it's, like I just said, it's looked at as having three high-caliber teams and everybody else kind of falls below that. I don't think around the country they really differentiate between the next couple of levels there. And so it's either the haves or the have-nots, kind of how it's viewed around the country.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. So what time do you guys get rocking and rolling tonight, my friend?
Late one tonight, man. We got a 9 o'clock Mountain Time tip-off, so we'll hit the air at 8:30 on the network and see what happens between the Buffs and the Huskies.
I know you love those late night broadcasts, man, huh?
Oh, it's brutal. I mean, just – and then look at this, what we've got coming up, Brady, this weekend. So we've got to stay out here after a Thursday game, wait for a Sunday game, and then it's an 8 o'clock at night game on Sunday. I mean, the people who make – and it's not like we're waiting on an ESPN game or a Fox game or something like that. You're getting tucked Sunday night for a Pac-12 conference game. And it makes no sense to me. You're not doing student-athletes any favors with that kind of thing. But it is what it is. We got to play them when they schedule them.
Yeah, I know. It drives me crazy, especially the older you get, right? When you look at those 9 o'clock games, you're like, all right, let me do the math here. Oh, boy, it's going to be a late night. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know, so we'll get home at 3, 4 o'clock on Monday morning. And, players got to go to class and all that sort of thing. And rest of us got to get up and do our job, too. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. The Pac-12, where they generally say that, you know, men play Thursdays and Saturdays, women Fridays and Sundays, leave it like that and let us all play on those days. But you know what? They'll play them. Colorado's going to try and win them. And if they get out of this thing with a 3-0 road trip, be all the better for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, this Buffs team, I don't know if it's fair to say they're surprising a lot of folks. Again, they got some work to do, but I think this is a really, really good basketball team, Mark, when you look at it and say, okay, they've had some tough battles, some tough losses, but if they can put it together, as you said, Tad Boyle's teams get better throughout the course of the season. If they can put it together, who knows? We're talking the big dance, perhaps.
Sure. Well, they've only got one bad loss. That's Southern Illinois. Outside of that, every loss they've had has been a top 15 team. You know, they played UCLA twice, USC once, and throw Tennessee in there, and Arizona. And so, you know, they've got one bad loss very early in the season for a young team. They shouldn't have lost that ball game. But since then, they've played everybody. They've beaten everyone they should beat, and they played tough against all those top level teams for a team that's primarily freshmen and sophomores. So, it's coming, and. I don't know if it surprised anybody. I think anybody who knew much about this team knew how talented it is and how the opportunity they had. There have been some times I think you've kind of gotten frustrated with kind of the learning curve, but you know, at least they're taking care of business for the most part when they're supposed to.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to this one tonight, Mark. As we said, a late one against Washington. See if the Buffs can keep this road streak going here and see if they can find a way to win against Washington. Mark, appreciate you as always, my friend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, 9 o'clock on the Pac-12 network for CU going up against Washington. Yeah, the Pac-12 is very top heavy with those three teams, but those three teams are pretty damn good. Arizona being, you know, being really good there. Arizona, UCLA, USC, and then there's everybody else. Oregon's in fourth place, but that was big for the Buffs to beat them. And they could move up this ladder here on this road trip. You're at Washington tonight. Then you're at Washington State, as Mark had mentioned, on Sunday. And then back home against the Ducks again. So opportunities are there in front for the Buffaloes. And as Mark said, that's a young team. So if you're a Buffs fan, probably going to be around. This group's probably going to be around for a while. 45 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's on TV. Wrap up our thoughts on Nathaniel Hackett, the brand new head coach for the Denver Broncos. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.